You are listening to Azaray's World.
There is an indefinable, mysterious power that pervades everything. I feel it, though I do not see it. It is this unseen power which makes itself felt and yet defies all proof, because it is so unlike all that I perceive through my senses. It transcends the senses, transcends the senses. Possible to reason out the existence of God to a limited extent, to a limited extent. We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules, certainly rules.
I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
You're studying to be an architect. Something that makes me really angry is I can see how developers, obviously people need jobs and they need to work for property developers because they give them experience, they give them work. But often the developments that these companies come up with are like really not very good for the environment. What is your take on developers who buy a property and destroy nature? That's what I wanted to ask you.
So, in our course itself, we are taught about sustainability. So that is a huge thing in architecture. There are some very famous architects that initially I loved because of the structures they built, but later when I got to know that they are destroying nature in so many ways, now I hate them. I really hate them. So there are some architects I love them. I even bought one architect's book because I loved him so much, because of his ideas, because of what he thinks, because I'm a nature lover. I will never do anything to destroy the nature. So in structure itself, we can give vertical farming. Have you heard about this? Vertical farming or vertical gardening?
Yes.
Yeah, so in that way, like there are town planners who divide a town into how much green area there should be and how much space the people needs to stay, or how much area then require for offices and this and that. So in that way, we are actually protecting the outgrowth of the city as the number of population is growing and growing. So they are taking up the natural land also, right? So they are just outgrowing itself. The town planners come here to restrict that outgrowth. They give a proper area for humans to live in. They give a proper area for the green also.
I think there's certain places where humans just should be banned.
You see, like a country, like if we take a country and if we see, like in my opinion, like the government wants every part of it. They don't want to leave any green area for the animals. So they will just take up the green area also, so that people can live in it, so that they get the tax. They are not getting tax from the green areas, right?
Yeah.
You've
got lots of wild animals there, right? Like tigers and stuff.
Yeah, we have like plenty. Turtle. I was doing some studies on turtle. So about 29 species, out of 29 species of turtles in India, 24 are there in Assam. So I'm like so excited to see each one of them, because I so love turtles and tortoises.
Are you near the coast, the beach, or are you landlocked?
We have the river Brahmaputra in here.
I'm looking at my map.
Beach. Ah, that's nice. Check out Assam.
Have you noticed any development happening during this lockdown?
I'm so happy because of this lockdown, because so many cars and vehicles are not able to move around, because the numbers of cars are growing so much. I hate it. I really hate it. Traffic is the least concerned thing for me. The gases that it releases, it's completely like polluting the nature. Even the number of birds have decreased day by day, I have noticed. So now I can see a lot of birds, actually.
I can see here Kashmir, Delhi.
Keep looking.
Yeah, in the totally east side. Assam.
Where did you?
Assam.
Oh, Assam. Okay. I'm just looking. What do you make of our accents? Are they strange to you?
No, it's really good. Actually, I expected like many African peoples have this accent, right? It's very hard to understand.
We are both white guys.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's right.
Yeah, we grew up here and everything. Like, it's very, like, multicultural. Yeah.
You know the history of South Africa?
Yeah.
You know that there was a apartheid. And actually, I don't know about you, Az, but I grew up, I was born in the 80s, and I actually experienced the last little bit of, in my childhood, the last little bit of apartheid, and where there were no people of color in my community. They were just, and to me it was completely normal. I just didn't understand any other way. And then basically Nelson Mandela became our president, and the whole country started to change. And then all of a sudden, like, we generally didn't have black people or any other people in our community. There was like
That's strange.
There was like the odd guy who had a shop, you know, like the Greek guy or the Indian guy who had like a shop in the community. But then they would go home to their communities. They would have to travel to those communities. Slowly but surely, like as a young child, I started to see like a change in the sort of people that were coming into my community. Certain people were moving in, buying apartments, owning businesses, and it was quite for some people, it was quite a culture shock, and a lot of people grew up to be quite racist. But you know, the younger generations were more accepting of change, which is normal.
Yeah.
That's what's strange is you describe your childhood as one surrounded by people like you, but I was like when I grew up in school and stuff, I was like one of the only white guys. Like, my friends were I had a Muslim friend, and then I had a black friend, and like I was the white guy always. So
oh.
I don't know. I didn't just grow up around white people.
So Forrest, you were saying that like nature is getting destroyed to build the structures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing I remember just now, in Assam at least, I know, huh, that if I got a site, like there are some reserve forest area, you cannot touch that area completely. Those are like completely untouched. Only, you know that thing, right? Reserve forest.
Yep.
Yeah. So if I am given a site to build something, for example, an apartment, so if there are one or two trees in the middle of the site, like there is no way I can keep it, right? So if I cut one tree, I have to grow two trees.
That's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a rule. That's actually a rule.
That's great. As far as I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really great. Actually, people are getting more aware of these things, right? Like nature is getting destroyed, this and that. So like people are really making some very like strict rules to not destroy it, but rather enhance it.
They like to put palm trees up, which are not proper trees.
Yeah, those are like just for show. But I really prefer, do you know about, I'm really fond of neem tree. I don't know its scientific name. I just wrote it in the text. Krishna Sura. So that is like very common in Assam. It's really beautiful in springtime. It's just full of red flowers. The whole tree is full of red flowers. I'm really so much interested in these trees. Even now we have design as a subject. So this semester we have hospital designing, which is so complicated. Hospitals are so complicated. So whenever we really the floor plan, like each and every room you have to check. Sometimes I feel like it's so complicated, like designing a residence. Oh, okay, fine. The drawing room, the kitchen, the bedrooms. Okay, fine. Then now hospital. My God, so many rooms.
You know, you must be similar to our age if you're concerned about the environment, because the older generation doesn't see things the same way usually.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Age. Oh, okay.
You're much younger.
You're a little bit younger than us. Man, I wish I could go back to 21. I wish.
I wish I don't age anymore. I'm so like now the birthdays come and I'm like so upset. Oh, I'm getting older.
What do you mean?
Like now I'm 21, so I'm so afraid of like 22, then 23, and I'm getting older.
You should stop worrying about what's going to come tomorrow and
stop worrying, start living, right?
Basically.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, Forrest is this is my best buddy. He's one of the most chilled out, relaxed people that I know. And I'm a little bit the opposite. I get kind of bent out of shape about things. So, yeah, we're opposites in a lot of ways. But, you know, when I was staying with
But that's what makes you guys best friends, right? The differences.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
When I was staying with him, I was so calm and relaxed because there's never any drama. There's never any arguments. But we had an argument once. Remember that?
Yeah. I can't remember what was going on.
That happens, though.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
But it's good to find someone with whom you have less drama and more of peace in life, right?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So are you going to do a show on Podbean of your own anytime? Have you thought about it maybe?
No, I haven't thought about that though.
If we were visiting you, what would you feed us?
We have pita, uh-huh. Which is for snacks. Pita for snacks. I'm just writing it down in the messages so you can like search if you want to search for it. And like you have the Assam, and like each region has their thali. Like if you go to South India, they have the South Indian thali. So in Assam, we have the Assamese thali. So which contains of mashed potatoes, fish curry, then the dal. Do you know dal?
Yes, yes. Where we sort of originate from because of the people that came here, like the English people, like the English settlers and stuff. A lot of their food, like the English food, is very bland. And remember, Forrest, when you said to me that it's called the British palate, when you, the bland food. I mean, I'm not trying to down, you know, British food, but it's not known for its flavor or anything like that. It's really not.
No, everything's boiled and steamed.
It's very bland. I don't know if you've ever had English food, but it's incredibly bland. There's no spice.
Yeah, like the breakfast, I know there are beans, one egg, then one what they call
bacon.
Yeah, bacon. Yeah.
You've
bacon.
Never eaten that, I'm sure, right? You've never eaten that.
I have tried.
Bangers and mash.
I thought it was haram.
Yeah, it is, but I'm like not 100% religious person. So.
Okay. So I suppose you had alcohol too then.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Whoa. What do you drink?
Well, I love whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm getting into an area where maybe you don't want to talk about it.
No, it's not a problem. It's not a problem.
Okay. That's funny. You know, Forrest?
Hmm?
You know the guy that runs Bilgab? That
well,
guy you said you didn't like? MV, the guy who interviewed
you? Yeah. I don't know... I don't spend a lot of time with her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he got married to a woman from Morocco, right?
Yep.
And to marry her, he had to convert to Islam.
Mm.
And he converted on paper to Islam.
Mm.
But he was doing these Gabcast podcasts and he was getting totally smashed. And then I phoned him and I was like, "What the hell? You're Muslim. Why are you drinking?" And he was like, no, he said, no, it's just on paper and that's what he had to do so he could marry his wife and everything. And she talks completely like an American. I mean, I've never really seen her, but she was on a couple of his podcasts and she sounds American to me. It seems like everyone who moves there just starts talking like that. I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, he's another Muslim person who drinks.
Yeah, I'm agnostic, like not atheist, but agnostic. Yeah.
Okay, I suppose you could.
So,
say,
are you guys religious or something?
No, I would probably say that I'm pretty much the same as you there on that sort of thing. What about you, Forrest? I don't really know what he is. What are you? What do you consider yourself?
Probably the same. I'm not gonna bother spending my life trying to find the answers that I'll never find.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
I'm just happy to be.
I went through some things that made me think like, if he's there, why didn't he help me through this or that? Because life can get rough sometimes, and then you think to yourself, wow, nobody was there to help me. So I don't know. That's just. I suppose you could say I'm angry or whatever, but I don't think I am.
There's this film I started watching last night. I didn't finish it because it wasn't very good, but they had Ricky Gervais in it. I think it was called something to do with I can't remember the title, but I'll find it for you. But the premise was that they lived in a world where everyone only spoke the truth. And everyone was just honest and direct.
Oh, yes, I think I remember this.
And Ricky Gervais basically invented the first lie. And as a consequence, he ended up flattering people and telling them what they wanted to hear. And he was basically telling white lies to make the world a slightly better place. And he ended up creating God and a religion because of it.
Wow. What is it called, this movie?
I'll find it for you now.
But Derek is hilarious. Derek. You know Ricky Gervais, Shamim?
Who?
Ricky Gervais. He made the series The Office. There's an American one and then a British one.
Yeah, I have watched the American one.
He did this show called Derek, and it's hilarious. It's about a retarded guy that lives in a mental hospital, I think. It sounds kind of...
it's very sad.
Mean.
It's funny
it
and sad.
It sounds mean and sad, but it's funny. It's quite funny. I mean, I laughed a lot.
I love The Office. I've watched it. I've watched the US one. Which one did you watch?
I actually haven't really watched The Office, to be honest with you. I've only recently got into watching stuff, but I've never really been big on like series and stuff. I've always liked listening to radio most of the time and streams and stuff like this that we're doing. But I like. It sounds corny, but I like The Simpsons and like. I also like crime dramas and stuff like Special Victims Unit and like medical shows and stuff like that. I know that sounds kind of boring, but that's
but
what
you,
I like.
But you're not into drama, huh?
Me?
Yeah.
Into drama?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like you say crime. Have you ever seen True Detective? That's a great series.
No, but I like Special Victims Unit, where they nail these like sexual predators. And I know it sounds kind of dark, but like it's so good to see these like the bad guys get caught and stuff.
Just
and
watch
the writing is amazing.
True Detective season one, one of my favorite series. It's got Matthew McConaughey in it.
Oh,
Matthew McConaughey. Oh, I don't really like that guy.
He's really good in it.
I like horror films. Scary stuff.
I don't like horror. I'm really scared. I'm so scared. I don't watch horror.
I don't get scared at all.
Did you watch It?
I haven't watched it properly, but I've seen like a little bit of it. That's kinda
yeah,
weird.
I saw one part and it stayed in my brain like a nightmare. Like it, whenever someone talks about like horror movies, that scene comes to my mind and then I'm like, no.
But he looks so funny. How can you be scared of him?
That movie gave me a very bad view of clowns.
I'll tell you one thing that really frightened me and I didn't expect it to. Dark Skies. It's about alien abduction. And these aliens come in the house to the little boy, like, and they're really, really tall. They're like all the way up to the ceiling. And the father puts these cameras up all over the house. And then these creatures come and take the child at night. And I watched it and it was terrifying. I couldn't sleep for like ages. guys, I don't mean to be rude, but I need to get to dinner. I'd like to stay in touch with you, Shamim, but I'm just saying, I think I need to get going because dinner's nearly ready. Please come to our forum if you want to keep in touch with us. You can send messages on there privately or publicly and everything. You just need to sign up for the site. But it was really fun talking to you.
Really good knowing you too.
If you don't want to join, it's fine, but it would be cool if you did because you're very interesting and really good conversation. That was really fun.
I'll follow on Instagram and that link. Okay
great. Forrest, do you also need to go, man?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Okay well, I'll say goodbye to everybody and I hope we can do it again sometime, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Really love to have the conversation with you guys.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bottles for $2, the Coca-Cola came and bought it for beans. What the fuck? Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire, I write the check before the baby comes. Who the fuck cares? I'm stanky rich. I'ma die trying to spin this shit. Southside's up in this bitch. Yeah, I smell like the boat. I used to sell dope. I did play the block, now I play on boats. In the south of France, baby. Sandro Pay, get a tan, I'm already black. Rich, I'm already that. Gangster, get a gang. Hit a head in the hat. Call that a little rap shit. Fuck the chit chat. The big guy, bake the bread. A barber, I cut your head. A marksman, I spray the lead. I blood clot, chop your leg. Not fuck with the kid. I get biz with the cig, I can really live. You dig? I get it. Yeah. I run New York. I get it. Yeah, yeah. I run New York. You can call this my new shit, but it ain't new though. I got rid of my old bitch, now I got new hoes. First it was the Benzo, now I'm in the Enzo. Ferrari, I'm sorry, I keep blowing up.
Allah. أشهد أن لا